from Tidbits on April 14th, 2008. This is the audio version of Take Control News. Discover 200-plus tips in the Mac OS X Hints Super Guide, written by Adam C. Angst. The most useful pieces of advice about using your Mac are often short, focused tips that solve a particular problem or make a specific program work just the way you want. That's what you'll find in the Macworld Mac OS X Hints Super Guide, Leopard Edition, the latest ebook from our friends at Macworld. Written by the undisputed king of tips, Rob Griffiths, the ebook presents a cornucopia of over 200 tips to help you get the most out of Mac OS X 10.5 Leopard. Culled from Rob's macOS 10hints.com site and with contributions from other Macworld experts, the book's advice covers a wide range of topics and experience levels, from basic tips any Mac user can easily implement to power user tweaks that go way beyond the basics, employing Terminal, Automator, and AppleScript to maximize your Mac's mileage. The 70-page ebook is now available for $12.95 from the Take Control Books website, and a print version is also available for $19.95. Rob covers a lot of territory, with tips relating to new Leopard features like screen sharing and spaces, others that cover existing features like screensavers and keyboard shortcuts, and hardware-related tips for printing and working with disks. He also helps you get the most out of standard applications, including Mail, find and remove large attachments from your mail store, iCal, learn how to add and work with URLs easily in events, Safari, want to invoke bookmarks with voice commands, and iTunes, check out the AppleScript to update podcasts manually, as well as iChat, Preview, and Dashboard. If you've wondered about using Unix commands in Terminal to customize your Mac beyond what the graphical interface offers, or if you've wanted to get more comfortable with Terminal, the book provides a nice foundation. It covers the basics of using Terminal and has a generous collection of tips sprinkled throughout that will get you typing or pasting simple command strings in order to tweak your Mac in useful, interesting ways. It also has info for those who are already comfortable with Terminal, covering new commands in Leopard, searching from the command line, and more. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and one thing that I learned that's actually really cool is in Leopard, you can choose from the dock menu of your printer the auto quit command to make the printer go away after it's done printing.